his mother and I, we used to company together so many times. And when I was 100 years old last June 8th, he brought me a bunch of 100 roses. And they were put up in the hall there, and when after the hall they were brought down here.
Oh, who brought those?
Wardy Wink.
Oh, how many roses are 100 roses? How much room did that take up?
Oh, that took up a lot of room, but it was beautiful.
Oh, I can imagine.
100 roses he brought me.
Oh, were they red?
Red, yeah, most of them.
Yes, I saw them.
They were
bought.
Yeah, they were brought down here. They were up there. They stayed there till I guess they got kind of with it in and they couldn't come together.
Oh, what a wonderful present.
I was so happy. I didn't know what to say. I hadn't seen him now. He was a bachelor and he got married now. And then I hadn't seen him for a long time. His mother died. He kept house with his mother. And I never thought, and when I saw those roses, I thought, well, you poor soul, you just really remember me yet.
Oh, that's a wonderful present.
That was a wonderful
present. Yes, I bet they smelled wonderful.
Oh, they was beautiful. Everybody admired them.
Well, that's like when I celebrate my 90th birthday. I said, well, it's 90 ashes. I'll say 90 ashes. Not going to depend on 100, I'll start at 90. So I said, now I'm going to invite everybody. I even put it in the paper. It was in the original paper, I think it was. And I said, well, we got more than what we expected. We just had crowds there.
Hmm.
All over.
Isn't that wonderful?
People from all over. So I know that was all of them. We had this celebration at Lawrence's on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
They had a big house.
Oh, they have a nice
big house. And they furnished everything, all the lunch and all.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I never expected that many S's. I said, that more than I ever expected. I shouldn't have put it in the paper.
Oh, you should have. That was the best part. Because
I said, I couldn't invite each one. I said, I could never do that. And I'd be leaving out some, and it wouldn't be fair.
So that was a good thought to put in the paper, because then everybody could see.
And you know, the next year they said, I want you to do it again.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I did, but I didn't put it in the paper. I said, well, you'll know now that when you hear about my birthday, but I won't put it in the paper, I said, this time.
When is your birthday?
16th of March.
Oh.
Right.
So St. people Patrick. Came in the cold and the snow? And
St. Patrick, right before St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some always got it mixed up. Oh, so St. Patrick's Day is your birthday, too. I said, he's in Des Plaines, that's the suburbs of Chicago. He is a railroader. He always liked railroads, you know. And so now he's in the Chicago Depot. He's a, over the other staff, you know, he's the manager of this or something like that. So each followed their own occupation, you might call it. At first, you know, Leonard's the one that was almost, he's a railroader, of course, he's in the scum. So when he was just a little boy, 3 1/2, I think I told that story about him. Then the Chicago Great Western Railroad goes right through my mother's place, you know, divides our property. And we see that train going by all the time, the Chicago Great Western. Cars, and that there's one on, there's a, all as a cattle car on it, you know. Mm-hmm. So I started, he's only 3 1/2, he sits on my lap, and I tell him about the cattle train. Told him just how it was, you know, I says, and this mother cow had a baby calf, he says. And she says, when she saw the train going by, well, I just wished I could have a trip too. So we jumped on the train and we went on a trip. Well, when they got there, they says, now what are we going to eat? There's no hay, there's no water, and where are we going to sleep? I tell him, the tears come running down his eyes. He felt so sad about that poor cow. So then she says, I guess we'll have to go home, she said. And we went home, she said, and then we were all happy again. We had our own bed of straw where we could ever sleep.
That story was a gift to your son.
Yes.
Jesse, do you remember a gift that you got that was special?
No, I really don't. I couldn't tell you. No.
It's hard to think, isn't it? I was thinking about it this morning, and I, you get a lot of gifts, but to say the most special, that would be hard. I guess you just have to pick something out, something that someone did for you, like the roses or the birthday party, or maybe you did get a special gift that you always wanted.
Well, I have gifts that I call special, and I still have it. I think I have. It was a large Easter egg, but that was Easter's for Easter
Sunday. Well, that's
Sunday.
Okay.
With a beautiful rose painted on it on one side.
Mm.
And that was given to me by my second cousin.
Mm. Was it all blown out? And
oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's made of white china.
Oh, china.
Uh-huh. But all those years, and it hasn't cracked yet. Isn't that something?
Do you have it here?
I don't know how many years. I was maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Oh my.
Yes.
And she gave, your cousin gave it to you for Easter?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
How old was your cousin? Your age?
Indeed she was. She was older than my mother.
Oh! What a nice gift for a little girl.
And it was bought at Stuckey, Preston and Stuckey's drugstore.
Oh,
you remember that?
Sure.
That was in Vogue yet. Uh-huh.
Where was that?
Here, Mossy.
Yeah, but it wasn't where.
It's what the Stuckey's has been for all the years.
Oh, it's still
years.
There.
Yes.
Like?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Preston was there before
mm-hmm.
Stuckey.
Mm-hmm.
It was there that before that was Suddeth and Preston.
See, my husband's step grandmother's Effie Rutledge. I don't know if you ever knew her.
Oh.
Lived behind Mrs. Preston.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I knew her when she was living behind Effie. Yeah, that must have been the Mrs. Preston from the Preston.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's been a long time ago.
Yes. Sure has.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of water went over the bridge.
Yes, that's true. And under the bridge. And I have been here for 25 years in Masika. It doesn't seem like it could be that long.
I've been here 40 years in Masika.
And you've been here longer than that in Masika County.
In the country, I was. Yeah. Come from the country. Uh-huh. I've been in here now, it'll be 2 years in January.
Mm-hmm. Time goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sure does. Mary was saying she can't keep up with everything. There's so much to do every day.
That's it. I wanted to write a letter this morning, couldn't see, so I said, well, I'll try something else.
Yeah. Well, you do keep busy, that's for sure. Do you have your Easter egg here?
I'm not sure whether I got it in my suitcase. That's where I used to keep it. I got the suitcase, so maybe, I suppose the egg is there too.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sometime if you feel like bringing it, we don't want you to break it, though.
No, we don't want to break it.
No.
I'd have to look in my suitcase to find out.
Uh-huh. Maybe we can come and see it at your room sometime. That would be.
Oh, sure, anytime. Yeah. If I got it, yes.
Yeah. We'll have to think about doing that after, maybe after Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll make myself a note so I don't forget. How about you, Tilly? Can you think of a gift that you got that you... Anybody come to visit you special that was a surprise, a person?
Last year I had my stroke. Then the ladies that I worked with at first, I didn't come to my birthday party. One after the other came. That was a prize for me to keep. They said, I know when your birthday is, we just picked up something and came in. Oh, but I brought something and we had a regular banquet.
Oh, when was that?
When I was home, when I had my, after I had my stroke, I got up in some tree.
That was a
Morning.
Nice present.
Of course, they came last year, a few of them came last year too, down here. I love my children, I think of it. And they've done that every year. They most of them come every year. And of course, my wife comes in. Their family comes. So if my daughter's a far away, she doesn't get in. But she usually calls.
Well, that's, where is your daughter?
Colorado.
That is a long ways away.
She doesn't get it very often.
Did they bring you a present on your birthday, or they just brought the food and had a big party?
Yeah, some of them brought presents.
The best present was the people, though.
People, they come. I told them that they should come the next year, but not to bring any presents. So they said they wouldn't, but a little something.
Oh.
Because they said we get together and eat, that's the best part of it.
Yeah.
And it worked out so good, everybody has something different. Not all the same thing, you know. Only one would say, I'll make the birthday cake, and so they always had a birthday cake.
Beth, how many came?
Oh, last year I was home, there was 10 of them.
Of
course, I had 3 neighbors that always came, even before I had my school, they'd come over. And my birthday was. They came too.
Good memories.
Yeah. And there's a lot of things that happened.
There's so many right out in the country, then some of our neighbors would get together. Two of them would come and celebrate each other's birthday. The whole family come in.
We have a new friend in here now, Edna Hill. You knew that, didn't you? Didn't you know Edna Hill is here now?
Oh, I knew that.
Jesse, I'm just... That's am I okay. crowding you here?
No, I'm okay. I can stand a little bit.
I have to... Whoop, that won't... You know, I have to get an extension cord. I'm going to make myself a note for that. Ray, can you think of a gift to tell us about that's special?
Well, it just comes to me a little bit. I had a fish, I don't know what ever happened to it, but it just disappeared. So I don't know, that's the only one I remember.
What kind of fish was it?
I don't know, was it a mechanical fish or what it was?
Oh, when you were a child or?
Yeah.
Huh, what did it do? Did it?
I guess it moved itself.
You wind it up or?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you like that? Present.
Yeah.
I was wondering, he was talking about a fish in the fish bowl, and that wouldn't be it.
No, he said it was a toy.
Oh, yeah.
Toy.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's certainly different.
How old were you? Do you remember? Real little, or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that anymore.
Remember if it was colored, with pretty colors?
Gray. It was a gray.
I mean, did you get it for Christmas or your birthday?
Christmas. What happened to it, I don't know.
Played with it for years, huh?
I suppose. You know, that's so long.
Sure. I think it's wonderful you can remember that.
Yeah.
Mm. Were you... surprised? You didn't expect to get it, I suppose.
No. Of course, after that, you know, I got clothes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's always good to get a toy for your own when you're a child. I guess when you're any age, really. Can you think of anything else? I'd like to have seen that fish.
Yeah.
I bet you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play, let's see, you had a brother, you said.
Not at that time.
No, not yet. Were you the only child then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so that made it better. You gave you something to play with all alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much younger is your brother than you?
8 years.
Esther?
Well, I have to tell about my dad. He was supposed to be a farmer, but he was more of a carpenter, which he loved more than farming. And one Christmas, he built a little cabinet, little sort of a buffet-like, and a bed, a doll's bed, and he had it all, I don't know what they call it, beveled out or something.
Oh,
and he had it just beautiful, and they stayed up all night. My mother, too, she made bedclothes for the bed.
Oh.
She took a bath towel and made a spread, and she took ticking and put in cotton and made a mattress for that bed. And I had a set of dishes that I had in there, and I had different things in there. And I used to have my dishes
in the pantry, where we had a pantry, but I put them in this cupboard then after that. And then, lo and behold, when I got in my own home, the cupboard tips, it wore out, where the leg was, it gave away, and it tipped, and it broke so many of my dishes.
Oh!
I felt so badly about that.
Oh. But the cupboard wasn't a doll's cupboard then, it was a regular...
Well, it was supposed to be a doll's cupboard, but it was...
But you could use it?
Yes, I had dishes in it.
Yes, it must have been good size.
Yes, it was good size. And they stayed up all night to get it ready.
It's a wonder you didn't run into it, you know? They must have had it all hidden away someplace.
Yeah. I don't know if I got it on Christmas Eve, but I suppose I did. I don't remember that when I got it, but I suppose it was Christmas Eve.
Do you remember how old you were?
No, I don't. I was named after my aunt was a twin, and her sister, twin sister, died at 8 months old, and I was named after her. And he always, my dad would make for her too then, for this aunt of mine.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
That was a wonderful present.
Another thing I remember is a sort of an eagle-like, and then it would pick up things and put them into a nest, I guess, underneath. That was China.
Was it a toy?
No. It was
a figurine?
Oh, sorry, figurine. Oh. That was always on a shelf, but I never seen it there so much. I never played with that, though, because that was breakable.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you had dolls and china dishes for the
Well, house? I wasn't much for dolls. I never cared much for dolls. I did have a doll with a china head, but it got broken. So
be nice to have that now.
It would be now. Mm-hmm. It got broken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And did you have sisters and brothers?
Yes, I had one sister and two brothers. There were four in our family.
Were you?
I was the oldest.
The oldest. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my sister is still living. But I don't see her very much because she's 10 years younger than I, so she's up in age too. And she used to drive here alone, way from Granite Falls. That's the way western part of the state, but she isn't supposed to drive that far. We don't want her to drive that far alone either. So.
Do you get a chance to talk to her on the phone?
Well, I don't talk with the telephone. That's why I was always accused of, my mother always accused me of not calling. I never liked to talk over the telephone unless it was absolutely necessary.
Well, do you write letters?
Not now.
Did you ever let her play with your dolls in your cupboard?
Oh, I
didn't
play with dolls very much. I didn't care about dolls. No, I was my father's hired man. I'd rather work in the field and do things like that.
You were a father's, daddy's girl.
Yeah, one thing I did hate, though, is to get up in the morning and have to help milk cows. I hated that.
How much younger were your brothers?
Well, my sister was 10 years younger, and my brothers came in between there.
Mm. So they got to help, but not till you were already used to doing it. Yeah. Isn't that something? Because you married a carpenter, too.
Yes, my
son. And your grandson's a carpenter.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Must run in the family.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Now, I don't know if any of their children know. They're expecting the second one, too, the one that's a carpenter. So, I don't know if they have a boy or a girl now. So.
Now girls can be carpenters.
Yes, the girls can be too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can be veterinarians too.
Yes, yeah. I've got a grandson that's a veterinarian now. He just graduated this last spring. So I have one that's a veterinarian now too. See, I had 20 great
grandchildren, so there's everything in the family. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, women can do just about anything now, Ray.
The hardest thing for me, though, was to have to get up on Monday morning and help my mother with the washing. She was so particular about getting her washing done just so. Mm-hmm.
In those years when they had the boiler on the
side. Yes, and then you'd want to get breakfast.
And they had the washboard.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Oh, it's all.
Machine didn't do much at that time.
They didn't have a machine.
Well, we had a machine, but it was, we had one of these stompers.
That was true. Yeah.
What's a stomper?
Well, it had on and a big handle on, and then just
a suction underneath.
Oh, thing, the kind of big suction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Those, I don't know, wash machines, and wash with them. What did they ever want to boil clothes for? What did they do that for?
They're supposed to get them germ-free.
But imagine
how hard that was on your hands.
Oh, my, that wasn't hard on your hands.
Did you have a stick to get it up?
No, you wash a hand like this. I had a glass board, and when I cleaned the basement home, and I had that glass board, the washboard, and Karen was cleaning back. Oh, look at this antique I found. Mom, how did you use that? I said, I can show you. You try it.
Yeah. My mother even washed my socks on one of those boards, and that was probably 40 years ago, but I used to get them pretty dirty. She said that was the only way to get them clean.
Yeah.
The first washing machine I remember was one my grandmother had. We lived with her during World War II, and it was electric, but it made a noise just like a big clock. It went clock, clock, clock. This thing went back and forth. Uh-huh. Yeah. It was green.
Yeah.
This great big green round thing with the stick that went back.
I'd say the girls have it easy now.
I ran my hand through the wringer.
Oh.
So I remember the wringer washers.
Couldn't you release it, or you didn't know?
No, I was so scared that I just hit it and stopped. It stayed in there.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what to do. My mother was outside hanging up on the line, and when she came in, here I was with my hand in there.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't put that in there anymore, did you?
No. I didn't.
I got in the ringer too. I can't remember. It was my hand, though. And I faded away.
Yeah.
And, no, that wasn't it at all. This is the time I fell down the stairs. Stair steps. It was on a Sunday. I'm getting dinner ready. Chicken all down. I said, come down and get the potatoes. And, the lower step broke, and I fell right on the back of my head. Kind of hole, I just struck the furnace just a little bit, you know.
Oh.
And I said, could it kill me? I said, I was out for quite a while. Took me to the doctor. I never came to until down the doctor's office, and I sat there, and I said, well, where am I? What am I doing here? What's this? That's the first I had come to all that week.
It's a long time.
Yeah. So I was knocked out.
And did you have to go by horses to the doctor? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And but I ate my dinner. Could you believe it? I ate just as good as dinner. I was all completely all right.
Hmm. So I could eat it was my lucky. Dinner.
Yeah. But the chicken, that's it. Could have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell the last, when I kept house, I always made all my own soap.
You did?
I had just a nice white soap. I had a big box pulled up when they were selling that. They said, what in the world is this? I said, you try it. You'll use it better than the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had such good luck making soap.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little gas stove down in the basement. I used to keep all the drippings and scrape all that like that and make soap, and the girls get up some.
grease, you know, it'd get a little rancy. Then here, my, you want to make some soap? I'll make some soap. I always made five gallon of water in there, and that, in that big pan, and that I'd make.
How long does it take to make soap?
Oh, you have to cook it real slow or cook over on you. It takes its time. But I'd be in the basement, get my crocheting or sewing, and watch the soap.
Clean's good too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
The trouble was, the line was a little strong.
It was just as white as snow.
That just wasn't good for colored clothes. It took the color out.
Well, it was too strong.
Too strong.
Yeah. Yep.
It took the color out. In them days, it wasn't fast colors.
Oh, I suppose.
No, it wasn't fast colors. It wasn't good for colored.
Never thought about that.
Uh-huh.
Be good for white clothes.
Yeah, it's good for white ones, but not the colored ones.
How did you make that? Did you put it in a washing machine too?
Uh-huh.
How did you make it?
I cut it up and I had a pan that melt so much.
Oh.
I didn't put the barbs in there.
We made it too.
Uh-huh.
And you just melt it and put that melted soap in.
Uh-huh.
Pick up all the scraps.
Oh, after I got a machine in with it run by power, I had the luck in the world.
Yeah.
Stand there and wash on the board.
I can't imagine doing boiling sheets on the soap.
I don't know why they wanted to boil clothes. I often ask that question.
Well, I had rumors, and I did it for safety's sake. I always boiled them so that I knew that if there was any germs or anything in, that they'd be taken care of by boiling them.
I can see that. That would be important.
Uh-huh.
You used to boil the clothes twice.
Yeah.
How's that, Ray?
Well, I don't know, but the one working.
Well, you see, that fresh water got kind of dirty, so they want cleaner water. They put some more cream water in.
And the house in the winter'd be steamed up, so it was all.
I don't know. It's kind of a turmoil in a way.
Yeah.
Kind of a.
But they'd get nice and
oh,
white.
I know they were nice.
I remember but my mother, I didn't boil mine.
It wasn't
I
good
got
for baby
started.
Clothes. That stuff.
I did the baby diapers.
Oh, I suppose.
They have to get that all out, you know, otherwise it's bad for the babies.
So they are dead.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but then they hung their clothes outside. And then just as that smell, you know, that clean smell.
Yeah, you know, and when it freezes, freeze, and then they were really
and thaw up them all underclothes, men's union suits, oh man, that
but
was
then
hard.
Those that had the woolen ones again, you couldn't put them out to freeze.
Yeah.
It shrinks them.
There's nothing like those sheets dried outside. Put on your bed.
No.
The best.
Go into these ringers, these red dryers, you get all gray.
I like to hang outside when it's nice.
And it gets, I don't think they're going to get it any easier than they got it right now.
I don't see how.
I don't.
Unless you can eliminate ironing.
Oh, they don't iron much.
They got the permis.
But a lot of things are 100% cotton again. And you got to iron them.
Well, right in here now, you see a lot of dresses that ain't ironed.
No, there are a lot of things that don't.
When the men had these bosom shirts and white collars and cuffs and all that, they wanted them just that way, man. A life that was all.
You
would stand at that old ironing board for hours.
Mm-hmm. I remember starching collars and stand there ironing those shirts, and then about the time you get all the way around the end, you'd scorch it, and you have to start all over.
I never had no good ironing the shirts nicely. Some had a knack for it, but I just didn't. By the time I got through it, I had them puffed here and puffed there. They never laid flat.
I just never liked it.
And I didn't know that you have to separate iron to keep it flat. And I didn't know that trick, you know, you have to keep separating that iron. Otherwise, they get puffed up. Places.
When Karen drove the bus, he drove that, and he'd come home with a whole bundle of shirts, you know. And man, I said, this is a God's blessing. They ain't starchy like they used to be. Yeah, things are a lot easier today than they was them days.
Well, them days it had to be white shirts. They didn't wear colored shirts. And they started in there with colored shirts. It seems like the men just didn't like them. They couldn't get used to it.
Get used to it.
Even when, especially when they got to have the pictures, that was out.
Yeah, some of them still feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder what we'll do for Christmas this year. Will you be here? Or will your family come and take you? Esther, will you go?
I don't know. I haven't made any plans.
You haven't decided yet.
Uh-uh.
Wait and see what the weather's like, too.
I haven't either. I said, I don't know. Everybody talks Christmas. Nobody asks me. I said, I don't know. I guess I'll stay here.
Well, got...
If
three
it's
weeks,
too cold
yeah.
and icy out, I ain't going out.
One thing I'm worried about now is that they want to have me to go to a photographer and have my picture taken. And that's something that'll come up next now. So.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah.
It's their responsibility. They want it done and they want the picture, so they'll have to see that I get there. But Adela wants me to have an appointment with the hairdresser first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she'll get it all organized for you.
Yeah, she will.
Yeah.
All times in the last 10 years have changed. Wonderful.
A lot of gadgets.
Yeah.
Well, there's one good thing that they got a home like this year. That's what I see. You couldn't find a better home either.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody takes special care of people here, it looks like.
You're watching like your... And the nurses are so nice too.
That's good.
Yeah, they are. They really work these.
Well, I suppose that's. Should we listen to a little bit what we said today?
It's worth anything.